If you text girls like a Jeffrey, you're screwed. Sending her memes, having a Snapchat streak.
Oh, but Hamza, it's good to build a connection with girls like this.
Shut up, bro. Building a connection with girls like this. You do realize the guy that she's sleeping with doesn't have a Snapchat streak with her. First of all, my name is Hamza and I help young men go through the Jeffrey to Adonis transformation through self-improvement. Scroll down right now and go click on the subscribe button and then you'll get more of these videos sent to your YouTube homepage. All of the texting advice out there is just either so cringe or just pure degenerate. These other guys are telling you that you should be sending her memes and acting like such a weakling simp. Or the degenerates are telling you, no, only sext her, send her a picture of your dick, only keep things sexual and only for logistics. I think all of these texting strategies are so much worse than what I'm going to present to you in this video because you've experienced the same thing that every other guy has. You're texting this girl, things are going well, you send a reply, she sends a reply, you come back from the gym, she sent you another text, and then she's stopped replying. Things were going so great, so why, you know, she's just busy. Yeah, she's probably just busy, okay. I'll text her again, you know, something casual, like, ha, I just saw this thing, ha. No reply again. Now you're on YouTube watching fucking texting guides, like overthinking about it, thinking, oh, you know, like, what does Hamza say? How would Andrew Tate text a girl? And suddenly you're coming off in this like weak, needy mindset. You used to be more of an attractive guy who was focused on his goals, who was focused on improving and being masculine. And here you are now searching up a guide on how to communicate with this girl. And this is when your new character of being like a masculine man breaks down and you start telling her the truth. Like, oh, wait, you know, I'm so sorry. Did I offend you? That joke wasn't funny. It was only a joke. And, you know, why aren't you replying? And she's like, oh, wait. Relax, I was just busy with something, haha, P.S. you're a chump. I did this once as well, actually. I was in, maybe I was about 16, 17 years old, and there was a girl in my class who I had to work with that day. Like, we had to, like, do some tasks together. And I went and found her on Facebook afterwards and sent her a message, like, oh, hey, you know, it was so fun working on a task with you and stuff. And she's like, haha, yeah, it was good. And I said, so what are you doing right now? And she said, I'm getting ready for something. And she said, what am I doing? And I said, I'm texting a cute girl on Facebook. No reply. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. She's online, by the way. She's seen it. 15 minutes. And then here I am, like a little bitch. Oh, you know, I'm sorry if that was too forward. And she's like, haha, no, I was just having some problem with my hair, but you're a bitch. I'm going to tell you a lesson here and see this as a piece of advice from like a big brother figure. Overthinking is the worst thing you can do when it comes to texting a girl. You need to be living the kind of life as a young masculine man where you don't even have the kind of time or patience to be analyzing that, okay, it's been 7 minutes since she sent her text, so I'll wait for 5 more minutes or any bullshit like this. You should be living a masculine life of growth, basically on the Adonis Protocol. The Adonis Protocol is like a self-improvement plan that I've made for free. You should be on the Adonis Protocol, ruthlessly improving yourself, becoming successful, making money, putting on muscle, be going out there doing hard workouts and feeling proud of yourself, and just naturally sending texts to girls when you've got some time through your day. Maybe it's in between a gym session and you don't mind, you know, losing a little bit of focus. Maybe you're like walking over to somewhere, you'll quickly check your phone. Maybe you got 10 minutes whilst you're having a shit, so you quickly reply to a few girls. That's absolutely fine. But it's when guys start obsessing over it and they start doing all these games where they're like, they're trying to calculate, okay, so she sent me a message at 14:01 and that YouTube video said to wait at least 5 minutes, so 14:06, but then she'd spend 7 minutes, so I'll double it up to 14. It's like when guys play that game, they think that they're gonna come across as more attractive, but in a weird way, girls can just tell if you're like overthinking. They can tell if you're trying to play with one of these games, like you're trying to double how long it took her to reply to you. Do you think James Bond does this shit? Do you think Andrew Tate is sat there? Okay, so she replied in 7 minutes. Come on. Do you really think any guy that you've ever looked up to has actually used these tactics? Or is it that these cringe YouTube videos that you watch, which have all got like faceless YouTube channels where it's got some like AI fucking cartoon voice or something, you can't even see the human being making the video because he'd look like a cringe motherfucker. All these videos telling you to obsess and to overthink, and here's the texting strategies. I'm gonna let you know how a Chad texts girls. You want to know the one word that would explain a Chad's texting game? Authenticity. He texts her when he wants to talk to her. It's that simple, but so many of us brain-dead little Jeffrey Simps are like overthinking it. How Chads text girls, they'll literally just send a text to the girl when they feel like talking to that particular girl. It's that simple. Meanwhile, me and you are writing on, scribbling onto the wall. Okay, so 17 minutes time, like, we're doing all of this shit. Chad just texts her when he wants to see her, and you might be thinking, oh, but okay, that works for these high SMV attractive guys. It's not gonna work for us. No. You need to be replicating as much of what these like natural Chad alpha male type of guys are doing, because that's what's attractive. You can say like, oh, well, he's already got abundance, he can act like this. Exactly. So that's what you should be imitating. And now you might be wondering, what exactly should you text a girl? Let's say you cold approach the girl today and you got her number. Or maybe there's a girl that you know from school or from work and you've got her on Instagram and you want to like hit her up and, you know, see if something can happen from that. Ask yourself this right now. What is the greatest first message that you could send to a girl? Is it a compliment? Is it straight up autistic logistics? Just come meet me, please. Is it sending her a meme or anything else that shows that you've got low testosterone? Which one of these is it? It's the compliments. It's the genuine compliment. It's something that seems a little bit sweet, but not simpy. So that's, for example, it's not you sending her, oh my God, you're so beautiful and I've liked your ass picture on Instagram. Have you got a sale on OnlyFans soon? It's not nothing like that. It's more that, okay, you had a nice conversation with her today. So you literally send her something like, hey, was funny today. That's it. Imagine like broken English. That kind of text will actually progress you so much more in a potential relationship with a woman. When you literally send her something like just sweet and just basic as like, hey, was funny talking to you today about whatever. Hey, that project that we worked on today in school was so hard. It's like you're almost just stating a fact about like something that happened today. And what's very important is this keeps you safe, because there's something that if you've texted a lot of girls, you know that girls do. Girls do this fucking bad habit, bro. They screenshot shit and they send it to their group chat. You never really want to be like screenshot material unless it's for a good reason. So for example, if you're like some big famous guy, imagine some Hollywood movie star. If he texts a random girl, she's going to screenshot it and send it to everyone because it's like, whoa, look how amazing he is and he's texting me. But you never want to be like the opposite way around, where you are like the simpy kind of low status Jeffrey guy and you send something which is a bit too dangerous and she screenshots that and sends that into her group chat. When you send like one of these like, hey, you're so beautiful, and we were like, it's just a bit too much. Or if you send a girl like a hard logistic, like, you know, you've just matched on Tinder. Hey, come meet me tonight. Well, are you free tonight? We should come meet to tonight. It seems a little bit too forced. So the way that I'd go about texting is to start with some kind of genuine compliment where you've just talked about the fact that you liked something that you did together today. If you know each other from school or if you've seen her online or something, you just kind of like state the obvious with a very low effort message, even with broken English, because since it's so low effort, it gives her a chance to reply without it seeming like it's so serious. When you get a girl's number from a cold approach, you send her, hey, was nice seeing you today. When you've worked on something like homework or something together in school, hey, was funny working on that today, if you guys had a laugh about something. Because that just gives her the space to send you another low effort reply, so it doesn't feel big or scary for her saying like, haha, yes, it was. And when she sends you that response, you know at least she's got some level of interest in you. If she doesn't reply to a low effort text that you've sent her, then she's just not interested at all. And it was better that you noticed that from this low effort text that isn't screenshot material than one of your fucking proposals for love. Hey, please, baby, please, come on, come love me. Now let me tell you a story. 2020, COVID, lockdown, everyone's scared. You've got to stay inside of your house and you've got to wear a mask.
The coronavirus is the biggest threat this country has faced for decades.
So what did I do? I'm on Tinder, right swiping girls. I match with a girl and I tell her, hey, let's go for a drive tonight. And she says, down. She comes to pick me up. We drive into the big park, walk into the woods, and I fuck her in the woods. And then we do this about 2 to 3 times a week, every week through COVID. Awesome time. Of course, degeneracy is bad and whatever. I didn't know about degeneracy, casual sex problems and stuff back then, right? But the point of this story, here I am being this girl's Chad, basically. She's driving to come pick me up to basically just like suck my dick in the middle of the woods. Again, it's degenerate and you shouldn't be like doing these, you know, like degenerate casual shit, right? But like, listen, every time I'd meet this girl and I'd be sat in the back of her car, I'd notice her phone. You know, randomly girls go on their phone every now and then, she's replying to this quick message, whatever. And I'd see on Snapchat that she would always have at least 10 unopened messages, mostly from guys. And I used to find that so interesting. I called it the 10 unopened Snapchat phenomenon. Basically, every girl your age right now has at least 10 unopened messages from guys. You don't want to be that fucking guy who she's with another guy right now and your unopened message is there on her phone that she doesn't want to open it right now and another guy's there in the backseat of her car with her. You don't want to be the guy who's on her phone sending her another message. But what happened was she actually had another guy in her Snapchat called Hamza. Not me, but like a different guy, right? This was a few years ago, so I was a lot more red pill back then, but I used to think to myself, that's the beta male Hamza and I'm gonna prove it so. So I started asking some questions. Okay, so who's, you know, what's Hamza like and stuff? She opened up his Snapchat. He literally looked like a beta male version of me, skinnier neck, no muscle and stuff, right? So I grab her phone and send him a selfie of me saying something silly. I forgot what I said, but he blows up her phone. Who's that? Who's this? What's going on? What is this? What is this? And she starts almost getting defensive and pissed off at him. And she literally responds with, it's Hamza, he's my friend. My friend. My brother. If you get a message from a girl with something like, oh, he's just the friend. Trust me, I've been just a friend. That's what just a friend looks like in this modern day. He's just a friend. Now, this same guy would keep texting her for the next few months while I'd be meeting this girl full on red pill mode. I'd be seeing this girl casually fucking her and everything, and he'd keep on messaging her. And I would just kept on seeing the response that she'd give of like, oh yeah, like he kind of doesn't get it. And you know what the lesson of the story was, the last moments. One time when I really looked at her phone, I learned what a Snapchat streak was. I didn't know. I had already deleted Snapchat by then. He had 42 on his name on Snapchat. And I asked her like, oh, is that how many times you guys have like sent a text? And she went, oh no, it's like how many like days consecutively you've taken a picture to send to each other on Snapchat. He had sent her a selfie 42 days in a row and she had never even met him in person. Never mind like done anything sexual with him. Whereas my texts to her were as simple as, meet tonight, question mark. Wanna go on a drive tonight, question mark. How much of a brutal red pill is that? Now, of course, this was all degeneracy, casual sex, whatever, you wanna avoid that. But I really do think that the lesson transfers into even looking for a high quality woman. You've gotta be careful of not being that chump who's constantly texting a girl, because you must know this right now. Basically, all women are meeting guys like every week. They might comment below and they might lie about this and say, haha, no, actually I'm a loser, no guys ask me out. But in general, most girls are meeting at least one guy every single week. I'm telling you right now, even the good quality girls, even the religious seeming girls, even like those kind of girls, they're all going on at least like one date. They don't, many of these girls, it's so weird their brain works like this. Many of them literally don't even register it as a date, whereas the guy's getting like horny, he's got a semi next to her when they go for another walk around the park or something, and he's trying to get laid. Many girls won't see this as a date, but I'm telling you right now, most girls are with some kind of man at least once a week, if not even more. And especially the girls who are a bit more degenerate. If you are that guy who's the unopened Snapchat or unopened DM in their phone, think about how just embarrassing. And doesn't that make you feel sick that there's another guy out there right now that she's spending time with who's texting her less than you are, who's texting her just authentically, not trying to play some like strategy of, you know, reply back in 5 minutes or something. He's literally just texting her exactly what he feels like texting her. And that is irresistible to women because it shows such a power and abundance. The reason why I'm telling you this is because you can be that man. When you're on self-improvement, when you're on the Adonis Protocol, like I said, it's a free self-improvement plan that I made, like a strategy for self-improvement. It's a top link in the description. When you're on that, you start to become like a masculine, hard-driven man who most importantly is busy. And when you're busy, that's when you don't have time for this like weak bullshit 42 day Snapchat streak. I don't even have Snapchat because I'm not fucking 18 years old anymore. If you're under 18, Snapchat's fine, it's kind of cool and stuff. But for the young men who, like for the men who are watching this, who are over 18 and they still got fucking Snapchat, they're still cold DMing girls and stuff. The reason why you suck with women, now this video was supposed to be about texting, but I'm just gonna hit you with a hard truth right now. You wanna know my most brutal truth for why you suck with women? You really wanna know? You want me to hurt your feelings? You live a boring life. Comment below and tell me if this is the truth. I guarantee all you do is either wake up, go to school or work, come back, go to the gym, consume content, and go to sleep. When you're trying to date a girl, when you're trying to text her, when you're on social media or on dating apps, what you're basically saying to a girl is, you should come and join my life. The reason why so many young men struggle with girls is because your life is impeccably boring. You do nothing that's actually fun. This is why the Adonis Protocol, that is the top link in the description, completely for free. It's a plan that I've made that actually gives you not only self-improvement, progress, discipline, business, fitness, but also a fun life where once a week you go and do something fun that you can actually invite girls to, that you can take pictures at, so you've got some like good Instagram or Tinder or Snapchat material, so you look and actually are doing something fun with your life, and then that's where you can invite the girl to. Because if all you're doing is just coming home, going gym, and then watching fucking Hamza videos, what are you going to invite like the girl to? Now, of course, like, sit the girl down, make her watch my videos too, and she'll probably like you more. That's like a fun date, fine. But apart from that, bro, most guys are living such boring lives that you've got nothing fun to invite her to, and then you wonder why you're so lonely. Because any person, any girl who enters your life is going to be more bored than if she wasn't in it. Another lesson with that story of the beta male Hamza is that if she's texting you but not meeting you, stop texting her. Now, you can text a girl for fun and it's awesome, but she needs to be receptive to when you eventually say, like, hey, let's meet up. I asked this girl that I was seeing, right? And I was seeing her just casually, but I asked her, oh, have you ever seen him in person? Like, have you slept with him? And she said, no, I've never even met him. And I said, oh, has he tried? Yeah, he tries every day. He tries to ask me to come to bowling, to come to the park, you know, like what was still open in COVID. There was a few random things that you could still do back then. And he'd keep inviting her to that, and she kept on saying no. If that's happening to you and you keep inviting a girl to come do something and she keeps saying no, what's the message that she's telling you? Now, I'm going to tell you something again, totally misogynistic, I'm crazy, toxic alpha male, misogyny shit, right? I'm going to tell you something which is a brutal, just offensive fact about many women, even men too, but about many women. There's a lot of women who are so brain dead that they are genuinely addicted to notifications on their phone. It makes them feel really good. They don't want the human connection with you. They don't want to date you. They don't want to meet you in person, but they love that you send them a message and they have another notification in their phone because it gives them a sense of security. Girls love notifications. Even men do as well. People are just brain dead these days. The people love notifications on their phone. Don't be a notification man. Don't be the kind of guy that she only likes texting just because when you send her a text, she leaves it unopened and it gives her a sense of fucking pride that she's got 10 fucking Jeffreys sending her messages. Don't be that guy. If she's not meeting you when you send the invite once, maybe twice, if she says no both times, if she keeps canceling, if she says like yes and then cancels last minute 2-3 times, then stop sending her messages. Beta male Hamza sent her messages, sent her a cute little selfie 42 days in a row. Can you imagine this guy? Imagine me with a skinny neck, with no muscle, with no like masculine aggression, without the sexy bathrobe. Imagine me, just pathetic Hamza, pouting 42 days in a row, saying, haha, wanna meet me yet? And her saying no 42 times. And then on those same day, coming to meet another guy who looks like the more masculine version of me and getting plowed by him. I don't mean to be a degenerate in this video, and I will probably sound like one. I'm telling you a story of something that happened literally about 4 years ago. But it's important that you do know some like red pill, like dark truths of sex, of game, of women and men. And I remember that time in my life being such a red pilling moment, and I used to think to myself, don't be the beta male Hamza. Don't be the guy who's got a Snapchat streak. Don't be the guy who's constantly asking her to meet up. She says no, and you keep texting her anyway. So here's your action plan. How exactly do you text girls? First, number one, like step zero, you have to go and start living a more fun life. Get onto the Adonis Protocol, follow it perfectly. And I've prescribed that once a week on the Adonis Protocol, you have to go on some kind of weekly adventure. You have to go and do something fun. Once a week, you go into the big city in your country by yourself and go into like the fanciest hotel and go get a coffee there. Or once a week, you do some brutal gym workout, or you go run around your city, or you go to this event, or you go rock climbing, or you go hiking. You've got to do something fun and something different at least once a week. Just once a week, go dress up with like one of your other friends and go to a restaurant where you both look like really nice and you can take some pictures. Do something fun other than just fucking coming home, going gym, and just like watching content. Now, the thing is, truthfully, those things are kind of fun. Going to the gym is fun, learning is fun, fine, but girls don't want to be invited into this. Girls don't find it cool if you're telling them like, hey, want to watch YouTube, hey, want to come gym. Going gym with a gym girl can still be nice, but it's like you want to have something that you're doing special. Now imagine how easy it would be for me to attract a gym girl when I'm texting her saying, hey, I'm going to do this big fitness challenge on Saturday. I'm going to record it for content and take pictures. Another girl's coming with me, my female friend. Another guy's coming with me. We're all going to get food afterwards. You should join us. Suddenly this girl is like thinking, oh shit, like that actually sounds kind of fun. Whereas you're just like, hey, like, I've got nothing fun we can do, but do you want to just like be my girlfriend and suck my dick? It'd be really nice. Of course not. So step zero, start planning something fun in your weekly life. Step one, when you start texting this girl, whether you got her number from cold approaching, net game, social game, whatever, you've got her number, you've got her on Instagram or Snapchat. Tell her, I'm going to do this thing on Saturday. You should join me. So you're not asking her like, hey, do you want to go on a date? That can still work. But this dynamic where it's like, hey, I'm a fun guy. I'm going to do something fun. Like it's already planned. I'm doing something fun on Saturday. Do you want to come into my fun life? That is so much more attractive. Like there's a difference, right? So for example, if I'm going on holiday, I don't want to say to my girl like, hey, do you want to go on holiday with me? No, I say, okay, I'm going to this country to do this specific big like work task thing. You should come with me. And think about how attractive that is to a girl, because she realizes like you're the man who's got something set up. Like you've already got your life set up. You've got the plan all sorted and she just has to come along like a little girl and enjoy the time with you. You invite the girl that you're speaking to do that fun thing with you once a week. And if she's got this huge desire, like if she really likes you, she'll say yes and she'll be down. Now, if she really likes you, but she just happens to be busy, she'll tell you and say like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, any chance you could do it on Sunday? Can we do it next Saturday? That's still fine. Now, if she just says like, oh, no, you know, I'm busy. You can still try and reschedule once or twice. But once you've tried to tell her like, oh yeah, come meet me twice, three times, at that point, you're very much going into like Jeffrey chump simp mode and you really, really got to do the hard, difficult thing. You've got to cut her off. When there's a girl who's not meeting you in person and that's what you wanted like a relationship, you wanted something out of this. The hard thing that most guys can't do, you've got to cut her off. And you know why this is difficult? Because when you don't send her another message, what's going to happen? Most likely that girl is going to message you first. Hey, what you up to, haha? And most guys get stuck in this vicious cycle where they like this girl and they've basically been friend-zoned by her. And they keep texting her, inviting her to do something. The girl says no, and they keep texting her anyway, and they're in the 42-day Snapchat streak. Eventually, the guy gets a little bit of pride of himself and thinks, you know what, I'm not going to be a pussy anymore because clearly she doesn't like me. It's time for me to respect myself, so I won't text her anymore. And then 1-2 days later, she sends him a text. Oh, hey, where have you been, stranger? And he's like, got his phone again. Oh, I love you so much. Please, you won't meet me on Saturday. Okay. When she sends out that little feeler text of like, hey, where have you been, stranger? What she's saying is, hey, are you still a beta male? Text me if you are. And most guys will say, of course I am, honey. Here I am. Let's redeem our 42-day Snapchat streak whilst you're deep throwing another guy in the back of your mother's car. Which man do you want to be? You don't have to be the degenerate, but you probably want to be the kind of guy who actually gets the girl and meets her up in person rather than just the notification man. I apologize if I've given you a sense of disgust in this video, but sometimes you need those brutal, hard, disgusting, like primal lessons, because when it comes to sex, it is all primal. I mentioned the Adonis Protocol a few times in this video. It's genuinely completely for free. It's the top link in the description. Basically, I put together a massive two and a half hour course, which teaches you how to really get onto self-improvement, to basically be reborn, to create a new version of your life, and also actually have fun whilst doing it so that you've got something to invite girls to. You can have a vibrant social life. It's so much better than normal self-improvement. It's better than monk mode and everything else. It's the top link in the description. Scroll down right now and go click on that to go start the Adonis Protocol. Click and watch this video, do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.